The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, welcome to another episode of Overpromised.
Good to be back. Episode 45. Steve Covino, Rich Davis, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 out here on the West. Definitely check us out. Follow, rate, and review the podcast. Covino and Rich. Now, fun show today, man. We're going to play a round of who's lamer. Rich usually wins. Rich always wins.
I hold the record.
But we got two stories.
I'm the Tom Brady of who's lamer.
Who's always. Lamer. Plus, a what would you do? A John Quinones. What would you do? You make the call. It's to open or not to open. We'll explain, but it's a very special day.
Yeah. Hey, should I fist bump you or high five you?
Yeah.
High five you because it's National High Five Day. And if you don't know, now you know the originator of the high five, someone you know. I mean, you could say not someone you know, but he gave a high five to someone you know.
Yeah. Well, Dusty Baker hits a home run 1977 for the Dodgers, the Doyers. And as he crosses home plate, he does a high five to Glenn Burke. And believe it or not, it's never been done before. Not to that level. It became a thing. They popularized it and it lives on. So the high five wasn't around until 77.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
There's a lot of people. If you're in your mid 40s or older, you were born and the high five wasn't a thing.
And Glenn Burke, who only hit 2 home runs in his career, was best known for being the first MLB player to come out as gay.
Blind.
He was gay.
Oh, yeah.
Announcing it in 1982 after he retired. But because of all the rumors swirling around it, he was sort of forced into retirement, but later said he's a gay man and he made it and he was proud. And for that, I'll give him a high five. Wow. Props to him. So not only part of the first ever high five, the first ever gay player in baseball.
Look at that. So if one of your friends comes out, do you give him a high five?
You give him a high five.
Hey, you're gay. High five.
You know what I think of too on a Throwback Thursday? The Tecmo Bowl Marcus Allen.
Slow motion.
Dude, the I used to love that.
It's a damn good one.
Anyway, happy National High Five Day. Gave you a little history there. But yeah, Dusty Baker was part of the moment, man. How cool is that?
I love Dusty Baker. Yeah. Now, there's
Glenn
There's a John Quinones. You know that big-headed guy? What would you do?
By the way, he has a giant melon. Fun fact, Bruce Bochy, I think, has one of the biggest melons in baseball history. Quinones got him beat.
How's like, he say?
Double the size.
That's because Quinones doesn't play baseball.
If Quinones played baseball, he'd wear a size 12, I think.
Well, there's a hypothetical that really got you and I thinking, because it's a matter of, are you a gambling man or woman or not?
So the question is, what would you do?
What would you
do? Thank you, big head.
The story is, they're doing construction in Chatham. Is it Chatham, New Jersey, by the way? No. Wow, I was going to say, because that's by where we grew up. But you ever lose something behind the stairs or behind a shelf or somewhere in the wall? It falls into a vent and you're like, if they ever knock this house down, I guess they'll find it. Just so happens, I'm assuming a little kid in 1952 dropped his pack of baseball cards behind the stairs. It fell in a little crevice, a little crevassier.
Hey, Spot, have you ever dropped something in a crevice by mistake?
Yeah.
Just asking. Okay.
Kind of crevice. Yeah, that's a weird question. And, you know, just recently they're doing construction. They're like, hey, what is that? And the pile of rubble. Turns out it's an unopened pack of 1952 baseball cards.
A fun fact, I've heard that if you're doing construction on your house, it's always fun to put weird, creepy things in the walls. Because like 50 to 100 years from now, someone will open it. Like, put fake bones or something. Yeah. I don't know. Do something.
Fun little time capsule.
Yeah.
But what makes it significant is, well, an unopened pack of 1952 cards may contain a Mickey Mantle rookie. Oh. Willie Mays rookie, both, who knows? Take a listen to the story. Check it out.
This is wildly awesome. Baseball.
1952 was quite the year for baseball. Both Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays were rookies that year, and their baseball cards can be worth a lot of money.
Maybe this kid in Chatham, you know, was running up the stairs and dropped it in a crack and disappeared.
I couldn't believe that.
At Card Vault in Patriots Place, there are rare cards, but stuff like this just doesn't happen.
You never find something like this. This is like the grail pack of cards.
In a world of high-priced cards, it's generating a lot of buzz, but it's also setting up a very interesting question. What should Mr. West do with this pack? Sell it as is, or open it and see what's inside?
This is one of the more incredible things that I've ever seen.
Eric Whiteback is known as the collectible.
Yeah, you can cut his butt. So here's the theory. They're saying this pack could go, they're starting it at $15,000. I think it's going to go way higher. But the Mickey Mantle or Willie Mays, that's like a seven-figure type of deal, right?
Yeah, but what are the chances, right, that you get it in this pack? So it's a matter of what would you do? It's like, let's make a deal. Are you going to take it? Or see what's behind door number two.
Well, you know what it reminds me of? Those bozos.
Do you take it or do you see the next showcase showdown on The Price is Right? Do you open it or do you take that chance that you get a Mantle, that you get a Willie Mays? The Mantles go up to $3 million. This could be a seven-figure deal. Yeah. The Willie Mays, I think, mint. See, the thing is, you can't really even find a mint. Or like $15,000 each. So it's such a gamble. But I think if this guy holds out, he'll raise the price of the unopened pack, and some Paul brother, Logan Paul, will buy it for $100,000.
My dad is one that loves to watch reruns of the old Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? My dad loves to watch Deal or No Deal. My dad loves watching 2000s game shows. And when I watch with him, if I go visit him, I always laugh at the people on Deal or No Deal because they have to have a number in mind. Like, there's a number in mind, and I already have it. If I'm this guy, if someone offers me $100,000 for the pack of cards, that's money enough that is what I'll call, like, that's not life-changing, but that's situational changing money.
You take that money. I actually agree with Rich, man. Yeah, you can get a card that's worth seven figures. You can get that Mantle rookie, mint, gem mint.
Oh, yeah.
But what are the chances of a Mantle rookie or a Mays rookie being in there? If someone offers you $100,000, just so Logan Paul could open it up on TV, you take that money. Yeah. But I think this guy holds out. Let the controversy, let the story build a little bit. Let the intrigue build. And let some high-rolling sort of guy pay you an extra amount of money. You know what that pack cost in 1952? A penny.
Dude, imagine if... Remember the movie Frequency with Jim Caviezel and Dennis Quaid? Imagine if you could contact your grandpappy in 1952 and say, Grandpa, buy 100 packs for $1. It seems insane. A penny. And here's what I'm thinking. When you talk about let's make a deal or no deal, $100,000. I mean, I know everyone's budget's different, but
it might go for more if the story continues to grow a little bit.
My thought is $100,000, again, not life-changing money, but that's like, if you got kids, that's college fund. If you got your house and you want to pay off your mortgage, $100,000 is a nice number. Now, this is something they never knew they had. So when you say $15,000, $15,000 ain't going to move the needle for someone that just bought a house. If you have the money to buy a new house, $15,000 isn't moving the needle. So I say you open it or wait till it gets to $100,000.
If the it end. Gets to $100,000 again, it's starting at $15,000, but there may be a $3 million mantle.
It's going to go up. I'll tell you why. You know why?
A Willie Mays. Not a Willie Mays Hayes. A Willie Mays.
Oh, I told rookie. You. Not a Willie Mays Hayes?
And man, it's so cool. That, what a discovery.
This shit's going to go to $100,000. I'll tell you why. Because before we even started Overpromised, you, me, and our buddy Spot were just saying, dude, if it was $15,000 for real, we would kick in $5,000 each just because a $5,000 investment for the chance at making it millions with the Mickey Mantle, that's a fun bet. So you don't think ballers are going to be like, dude, I'll pay $100,000.
And then you're unopening it on YouTube or something, right? There's, for the views, you make a deal out of it.
Could be, no, there's someone that is a YouTuber like Mr. Beast or Logan Paul. There's someone that each video they make $100,000 on it. So of course they're going to do this. Yeah. I think it's a cool idea. I can't wait to see it unfold.
And by the way, related story, I think in February, not too long ago, an unopened box containing 16 boxes of hockey cards sold for $3.7 million at auction. And that could contain a Wayne Gretzky rookie. Now, according to the stats, there's 10,000 cards in that box. 10,000 cards could contain up to 20 Gretzky rookies that go for about 8,000 each or something like that. So something like, look, you never know. Again, gem mint. You're looking for a gem mint. But 1979, 1980, unopened box just sold for $3.7 million containing 16 boxes. And it's always like that fantasy, right? You're rummaging through your grandpappy stuff or you're going through the attic, you find something. Just this week, my parents were like, Steven, we found something in the basement. Ooh. Is it worth anything? And I want to show you what it is and see your thoughts. Okay, but yeah. My parents are like, it's Ken Griffey Jr. Take a look. And they're like,
'03 bobblehead with the Reds?
But it's unopened. And I'm thinking, no, it'd have to be his rookie year with the Mariners. No way. That's not worth anything. No way.
No way.
But you know, again, it's that you're looking for that thrill of, look what we found. I think you get nothing. I think Rick from Pawn Stars would be like, I'll give you $2 for that.
I found it.
No
on
way.
eBay.
Really?
A 2003 Upper Deck Ken Griffey Jr. bobblehead.
Yeah.
$10.95.
Ah, yeah, exactly. With the Reds, not worth anything, $10. Man. And look, just sitting here in the studio, I have the full set of 87 tops, full set of 86 tops. Ooh. You know, so you never know what sort of treasures you might find. Let me just pick a random card, Rich.
What you got?
Oh, an Expos Jeff Reardon.
Oh, wow. Well, can I pull one out of the 87 box?
Sure,
let me see this. That's fun.
Because just pulling fun stuff is just fun in itself.
Before I even pull one, we all know 87. That's the wood border.
Yeah, of course.
That matched your parents' station wagon?
Yeah.
And your basement tiles?
On a side note, I do have unopened, 1991 Bowman cards, but what is that worth?
You are going to be so jealous.
Yeah, who'd you pull?
I just pulled from the Texas Rangers. Don Slott.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Dude, because Covino and Rich bring on the onslaught like Don Slott.
I've always said that.
Bring on the onslaught like Don Slott. Here we are. So what would you do, Overpromised Nation? What would you do with this unopened pack of 1952 Bowman?
What would you do?
I think six figures is the starting point. But my goodness, don't we all dream of that? Like, what did you find in grandma's attic? Unopened shit. But because I'll tell you this, we still haven't learned our lesson. You know they say history repeats itself.
Yeah.
What have we not learned? That every generation has stuff that unopened is valuable. Yet we don't think that way in our lifetime. Since I've known you, what did you get for the first time? An iPhone. The first iPhone unopened was $600. Spot, what did it sell for?
$63,000.
Oh, no, I saw one that broke the record. $197,000.
Wow, really?
Really?
Yes.
That must have been gem mint.
Must have been with the plastic on it.
No, but seriously.
No, it's
what wild. Do you mean I don't have the foresight? Dude, I got an unopened Steve Covino with his little doggy Theo Funko Pop of me.
Oh.
Unopened. I bet you it's worth at least a few million dollars.
$37.
I mean, you never know.
You're right.
Yeah, here's look, a sealed iPhone first generation.
$150,000.
Wow. So yeah, I mean, you gotta have the foresight. Good luck.
You ever
find
see
your
that,
treasures. Find and fulfill your destiny. Fortune and glory, kid.
You ever see that guy that does sports collectibles and has that hot brunette on the show on Netflix?
Yeah, golden.
Yeah, something golden.
Matt Golden.
Did you see the guy? Right? Do you see the guy that had every generation of Apple computers still sealed, and it was worth millions of dollars? So my point is, next time you go to Target with your kids, grab a random toy that seems like it might be trendy. I don't know, put it in your attic somewhere. I'm just saying, like, if we're never going to learn our lesson, right? You don't think that something now that's brand new in 50 years might, I don't know, pay for a new car?
The king of collectibles, Ken Golden.
Ken Golden. All right, well,
that's the kid I went to high school with. So anyway, what would you do? Let us know at Covino and Rich at Fox Sports Radio.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that brings us to a round of Who's Lamer? Usually Rich.
That's a good game, but I think a lot of times Covino leans lame, a little lame.
Sometimes. I'm a little more conservative. Rich would say a stick in the mud. Yeah. I play things safe. But this weekend is my girlfriend's birthday weekend, right? And I'm going to visit her family in Idaho for the weekend. And that's great, and that's grand. I always have a fun time in Idaho, right? I go to Dutch Bros. So what brings you to town? Can I have my coffee, please? So what's going on? You have any good plans today?
Stop talking.
I'll have a coffee, thanks.
Thank you.
We go to Dutch Bros. We do some Idaho things.
It's her birthday, you said, right?
Yeah, it's her birthday.
Did you get her a little Fudgy the Whale from Carvel?
They don't do Fudgy the Whale in Idaho. I got a sweet potato, though, in my pants. No, I'm just kidding. So look, I'm going out to Idaho to celebrate birthday with the fam. But for months, for years.
Years?
Yes, years. I've been waiting to see a matchup that's going down this weekend. Devin Haney, Devin the Dream Haney. Oh! Versus Ryan Garcia. I say that respectfully.
I mean, Ryan Garcia, he's sort of on my shit list because he said F my Mets because they wouldn't let him throw out the first pitch. But this is an anticipated fight. In fact, I'll be watching here without you.
Well, some good promotion. Ryan Garcia, has he lost his mind? Has he been trolling everybody just to promote this fight? We'll find out. But for me, this is a clear case of hard work versus raw talent. Hard work and discipline on Haney's part versus the raw talent of Ryan Garcia's part. And I think hard work pays off as much as I like Ryan Garcia. So that's what makes it cool because they fought as amateurs, as little kids. They're both 3-3 and they were always very even. Has Haney's hard work pushed him over the edge here? You know, because I think Ryan's been riding on his own talent for a long time.
I love your hard-hitting analysis, but let's get to why you're lame.
Is it lame for me to say, yeah, birthday fun and all, that's great, but I can't miss this fight? Because there's nothing worse than being at a restaurant or being somewhere else and then your mind being on the fight or the game, and dude, you're looking at your phone, you're checking the score, and you're wishing you were watching that. You know what I mean? I want to be in the moment. So
we mentioned this on Fox Sports Radio the other day. You're going to Idaho for like a day and a half to be there with your girlfriend on her birthday with her family. And you're going to suggest her family all sit down and watch a fight.
Dude, I get excited about these fights like you get excited about opening day baseball, right? Like your first kickoff of the season. That's how I get about these fights.
Okay.
So for me to miss this is asking a lot. I'm like, oh, man, I look forward to this because there's nothing worse too than having fun in the moment. And then you look at your phone, you see the result. Like, ah, 81 by decision. I missed it. Or knockout, Ryan Garcia, man. And I missed it. That's the weakest. So is it lame for me to say, I got to watch? I know I'm here, but I got to watch this fight.
If you and the whole family, let's say this is a party of 12 plus people at a nice restaurant, is it even lamer? Forget you trying to convince people to watch a fight. What if Covino's the guy at the table with his phone out, with like an AirPod in, watching the fight and listening?
It's kind of lame, I know.
It's kind of lame.
So that's my lame story. But before we hear Rich's lame story, let me just give you the tail of the tape to get you hyped, get you as hyped as me.
My buddy, send this to your father-in-law. Try to get him hyped. Try to get her sister hyped.
You know,
Don't get me hyped. Get her family hyped.
I'll send this to my girlfriend's family to get them equally as hyped.
Be like, you guys ready for this weekend? They'd be like, yeah, Jordan's birthday. Be like, no. Tail of the tape.
They're both 25. Haney's 5'8". They're both 5'8". Garcia's 5'8 and a half. Haney got the reach advantage, 71 inches to 70. Haney's 31-0. Garcia, 24-1. He lost to Tank Davis, as you remember. Haney, 15 knockouts to Ryan Garcia's 20
knockouts.
Who's
Haney's biggest win recently?
I mean, Haney beat Lomachenko. So, you know, Haney's fought some of the best. He's a great boxer, man. Very disciplined. So, good for Haney. And now I'm double checking that because you just made me draw a blank.
Haney is a monster favorite.
Yeah, because again, hard work.
No, but like we're talking like spot. I know you and I will bet on some of the fights. Haney is -700.
Wow.
Garcia +500 as an underdog. You bet 100, Garcia wins. You win 500.
Wow.
Now Garcia's been known for the knockout, right?
He's crazy power.
20 of his 24 wins are by knockout. If he knocks out Devin Haney, I bet you the odds on that are even more substantial.
Garcia,
by the way,
had crazy power, crazy speed, but he doesn't have the discipline as Haney does.
For real, the odds, that's not updated. The odds right now in some sports books have Haney as a -900.
So, hey, if you want to put some money on it, do your thing, but is it lame for me to want to watch this fight in that way to the point where I might have to dip out of my girlfriend's little celebration with her family? I don't know.
That's my lame story. I think I got my bet. I'm going Garcia by knockout +1,500.
Go for it.
+1,500. You bet $50, you win $750?
Now, I feel kind of lame about that. I do. So let me know. But Rich's story is the lamest. Because Rich's story goes back to his high school years. His Little League years, in fact.
Childhood
years.
One of my best buddies, Mike, is visiting with his family. They're doing the whole Disneyland, California, Universal. Like, he's taking his kids. They got their East Coast spring break. He's coming here, and he's like, yo, during the week, I'll be at Disney and all that stuff, but I'm here for a full week. So one weekend, and then the following weekend, he's like, I got like a day each weekend where I'd love to do stuff with your family. I was like, yeah, you could crash here in the guest bedroom. We got room for your kids too. So I'm going to see my friend from the East Coast. Me and this buddy, you know what we bond over the most? The New York Mets.
He's your, in my opinion, he's your Mets friend.
He is my best friend.
Even though you guys grew up together.
Look, we've been to spring training. Look at the pitch. Spring exactly. training together.
Your main bonding sort of commonality is your love of the Mets.
We've been to the World Series together. We've been to home games, away games. In fact, he'd tell you, Sarah and I, my wife and I, went away with him and his girlfriend at the time, him, his wife at the time, to a Mets-Toronto Blue Jays game up in Toronto. And that's where him and his wife conceived their baby. So, like, he is Mets through and through. He's coming here this weekend, and wouldn't you believe it, the Mets are playing the Dodgers. But we're not going to the game.
So, it just so happens, by coincidence,
yeah,
he's out here. He's never out here. East Coast people don't like to come to L.A. He's here in L.A. to see his best Mets pal. And the Dodgers are playing the Mets.
Coincidence.
Going to see the Mets. How insane is that?
Well,
it's like perfect for you guys. Like the chances of that are so rare. You gotta go.
Two little daughters. I have two little kids.
So
wives were like, what are we gonna do? Eight people at Dodger Stadium?
And you have four kids. Like, you act like your daddy stacks. If you're rolling in money, you can't pay for that game. You can't use your connects. You can't make that happen.
I could use my connects.
You can't be a great dad and bring your kids. What's the problem?
I could use connects for two or four tickets.
So eight? What?
No one gets a
hookup.
Why
does everybody got to go? Why can't you and your kids and him and his kids go? Why does everybody got to go?
And do what? Leave our wives behind?
I mean, God forbid. Why? Why does everybody got to go?
That, like, who do we leave behind?
You're taking your kids for an afternoon game. You guys could all hang out later on.
It's like a 4 or 5 hour, you know, that's an excursion.
Dude,
I say
excursion. The games are manageable 2 hours nowadays. It's not that long.
I think you guys are
blowing it.
Who's
you're
lamer?
Dropping the ball.
Me not going to a regular season Mets game or Covino insisting
with your buddy
on,
who's never out here to see the Dodgers Mets.
Well, I think the plan is we're going to go like the beach and dinner with our families instead of going to a Mets game, which I think four little kids would not appreciate. It would be more of a struggle. More of a struggle to have four kids under the age of 10.
Or to share that moment at the stadium with your kids that they'll never forget. Could be any beach. You think you act like the beaches here in LA are good? No, they're not. Murky ass water. What's so great about that beach?
Murky. They live in upstate New York. This is nice.
What's the weather this weekend? You think it's going to be some great day at the beach and you're slow motion jogging and it's going to be beautiful.
I'll be running around like Apollo and Rocky.
Rich acts like he's got his red Speedo ready. You're not even ready for the beach, dude. You're not Hasselhoff.
Well, hey, your
who's
thoughts?
Who's lamer?
Vote at Covino and Rich. Lamer, this guy or me? And we'll see you next week. On
high
another,
five, man.
Hey.
Yeah.
Happy high five day. We'll see you next time on Overpromised. And, of course, every day on Fox Sports Radio. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the Overpromised land.
There I am.
There's Rich.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, We're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.